Jerry Bruckheimer Films.
Australia, the land down under. Rugged, remote, inhospitable and dangerous. Home to 20 million kangaroos. But there's one who is more elusive and clever than all the rest. And his name is Kangaroo Jack.
1982.
But my story doesn't begin in Australia. It begins 20 years ago, halfway around the world, on a beach in Brooklyn. That's me, Charlie Carbone. Three things happened on this day that would change my life. First was that my mom met Sal. She hadn't dated much since Dad died, but I could tell right away she was interested. Why shouldn't she be? Sal Maggio was a respected member of the community. Well, feared and respected. Well, feared. And that's Frankie Lombardo, fresh out of juvenile hall, where they named a wing after him. Sal was grooming Frankie to take over the family business, a family I was about to become a part of. The second thing that happened was that I met Louis Booker.
A black kid in a cape scans Charlie with a metal detector.
Don't tell me. You got 75 cents in your back pocket.
You're wrong. It's a Captain Amazing compass.
Whoa! How much you want for it?
It's not for sale, no way. Sorry. Wanna play some ball?
Nah, you play ball. I gotta check every square inch of this beach if I'm gonna make my car payment.
You've got a car?
No, but I will. Now step aside. My uncle only rented me this metal detector for today.
And the third...
Hey, kid.
Most important thing that happened that day...
Go along.
...was that I went out for a 20-yard pass. Unfortunately, there was only 15 yards worth of beach. And a really strong undertow. And I couldn't swim.
Lewis finds the Captain Amazing compass in the sand as Charlie flounders in the ocean. Lewis looks around.
Hey, kid! You lost her!
Chubby-cheeked Lewis spots Charlie fighting to stay afloat in the sea.
Somebody help! I think this kid's drowning! I'll save you!
Lewis whips off the metal detector headphones and pulls off his bright red cape as he sprints into the sea. People rush over as Lewis lifts Charlie out of the water.
That one moment changed my life. Because in all the years that followed, Louis Booker was a lot better at getting me into trouble than getting me out. A dreamer in search of treasure who only found bottle caps. On that fateful day, Louis saved my life.
You see this guy?
And I never forgot it.
He just saved your life.
He wouldn't let me.
Brooklyn.
And now it's 20 years later. My new stepfather, Sal, set me up in my own business. A beauty salon. He did it for my mother. Of course, his goons come in every week and take 80% of the profits. That he did for himself.
Hey, Carbon.
A bag.
And Louis, the guy who saved my life, is now my closest friend. He thinks I can do a lot better than this, but he also thinks he looks like Denzel Washington.
Toots, I was kind of hoping maybe you could ask Sal if I could keep a little extra this week. You know, I'd love to make some improvements on
yeah.
the place.
You want to make improvements? Improve on what's in this bag next week.
Look, man, I need a favor. I just got this job delivering TVs, but my partner got sick. He had one of those microwave chimichangas, man.
Louis, why do all your stories start off this way?
So, I need your help. If I don't get these TVs off the truck, man, I don't get paid.
This sounds illegal.
Oh, no. Charlie, this is totally legit. Man, I know the guy.
Oh, yeah, just like you knew the guy who asked you to drive his dogs up from Florida. You remember him?
Oh, so I'm supposed to know that a bunch of greyhounds were being used to smuggle diamonds? Look, man. I need your help on this one, all right? 2 hours tops, that's all I need. This is really important for me.
Louis, you have a job.
You call working in my uncle's meat market a job, Charlie? I sweep up cow guts and pig snouts all day, man. I need a job where I'm treated like a man, where I get some respect. Ain't that what Aretha said? R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
Well, then delivering TVs is definitely the answer.
We're dying here, man. I need your help.
Louis, I'm busy here. Can't you see I'm busy?
I was busy that day 20 years ago on the beach, too, man. But that stopped me from saving this skinny little white kid from failing in surf. No, Charlie, you know, I stopped what I was doing. I just grabbed my stuff and I jumped in and I saved this poor little white kid. Then nobody would get out and save him, so I just jumped up and saved him myself. You too easy.
Lewis drives.
Hey there, Waffles. You got a kiss for your Uncle Charlie?
A dog.
Come on, man, what's wrong?
It's just so frustrating. You have no idea how difficult it is to get anywhere when Sal Maggio is your stepfather.
Hey, Sal bought you the beauty salon, didn't he?
He barely lets me keep enough to stay alive.
Hey, look. If Sal Maggio was my stepdaddy, you know what I'd be doing right now? I'd just be, bah! Come on, Charlie, break it down with me. Just, snake it. Come on, snake it to, oh!
It'd be a party, Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
Be a party.
Pull over to the curb.
Lewis, what? Whose truck is this?
That I can't be certain of. It came with the TV.
This is a stolen vehicle.
Apparently, this is a stolen vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Pull over to the curb. Pull over to the curb.
Lewis accelerates.
Pull the truck over. Just tell him the truth. Pull the truck over.
Charlie, I can't pull the truck over, man. I'm still on probation from that Greyhound thing.
Come on, Lewis.
Watch out. Watch out. Here we go. Okay.
You're breaking so many laws right now.
We go to jail. I'm going to tell everybody you're a hairdresser.
They dodge traffic.
Sidewalk, Lewis. Sidewalk.
Ah!
Look out. Are you crazy?
Sorry. Excuse me.
Red light.
Ah!
They run the red light. A car crashes into them and they spin around in the middle of the road. Waffles, a Jack Russell Terrier, slides back and forth in the back of the van as TVs tumble out onto the road.
That was my fault!
Traffic piles up, two cop cars collide.
That was my fault!
People dive for cover as the van careers onto the pavement. A police car smashes into another car. TV sets smash on the ground as they fall from the back of the speeding van. Lewis's sleeve is caught on the van door.
Charlie!
He frees it.
Almost hit my lucky jacket!
Oh, what a relief. I forgot you were wearing your
lucky jacket!
NYPD cop cars swerve to a halt to form a roadblock. A car aims a pistol at them.
Big problem!
Roadblock!
A truck topples.
Bigger problem!
It hits the cop cars.
Oh no!
It spills its cargo. They dodge the roadblock. A cop car plows into it.
Woo! Now that's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about!
I think the dog just peed on my leg.
No, I think I peed on here.
All units, intersection blocked. Suspects are at large.
Just pull the truck over. I am getting out.
You can't bail on me now, man. Look, I gotta stash these TVs until the heat cools down.
Come on. We got six TVs left.
Five. Come on, man. Let me get this up.
A mafia goon.
Hey, is that Charlie?
Tommy?
What are you guys doing here? Your father didn't say you was coming.
Sal?
Yeah, this is his warehouse.
I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I didn't know!
A police helicopter arrives.
You brought the heat here, Charlie! Are you crazy?
I didn't know, Tommy! I swear I didn't know!
Three cop cars arrive. Charlie and Lewis drop the TV they're holding and run for it.
Waffles, come on!
Attention, this is
the
New York Police Department. We have you surrounded.
Come on, Charlie. Come on, hurry up.
On steps.
Waffles, she's frozen with fear.
Surrender now.
Get over there, move.
I repeat.
Come on, Lewis, come on. What is wrong with you?
It's not my fault. Waffles is upset.
Perhaps you should have thought of that before you took your dog on a crime spree.
Come on, girl.
The cops chase after them. They've dumped oil drums on the steep steps, blocking the cop's path.
Dead end, Lewis. Dead end.
No, it's not, Charlie. Look at this. I think I got a way out.
You don't even know where that goes. No!
We can do this.
The cops on the steps clear the oil drums out of their way and continue.
You can stay up here if you want. I'm going down that chute. I love you, Mama! Ah!
Holding Waffles under one arm, Lewis leaps into an iron chute.
Lewis!
The cops are closing in. Charlie follows Lewis down the steep chute. They fly out of the chute into the ocean. They float fully clothed in the water. The cops arrive at the top of the chute, guns drawn.
Not over here! Where'd they go?
We lost him. Standing by for further instructions. Over.
Hey, anything else you'd like me to help you with today?
No, that's pretty much it.
The grand-looking Maggio compound, Bensonhurst, New York.
In what police are calling one of the largest seizures of stolen goods in the history of New York City, thieves inexplicably led police to a treasure trove of stolen cars, furs, paintings.
Louis Booker, you degenerate moron. Were these medieval times and you a knight in shining armor, you would, I have no doubt, slay the maiden and save the dragon.
Sal, if we could explain.
As for you, Charlie, after the tragic death of your father, I married your mother, promising her that I would raise you as my own. You chose not to take the Maggio name. I did not complain. And when you wanted to go to beauty school, as boys who lose their fathers early in life often do. I did not snivel at your intentions, did I?
No, Salvatore, you did not. In fact,
I bought a beauty parlor so you could sit on your lazy butt all day. $4.5 million you cost me. Were you anybody else? You'd be dead by now.
Sal, we understand that you're upset.
It's not your fault.
What?
A lion can raise a mouse, but the mouse is still a mouse. And you, Charlie, are that mouse. Look at this. He takes it. Chicken blood.
Excuse me, Sal. You said that he was a mouse, so that would be mouse blood, not chicken blood, right? Go on, Sal. Here if you need me.
The salient point is, I must continue to live with my lovely wife, and tears on her pillow are a plethora to me, anathema to me. You see what they got me doing? I can't even talk straight.
Take it easy, Sal.
So, I'm giving us both another chance to redeem yourselves.
Thank you, Sal. We won't disappoint you.
No, we won't.
Of that, I'm sure. Frankie.
A goon and two henchmen.
Hey, kid. Go along.
Let you fill the boys in on the mission of absolution.
It's simple. You take this envelope to JFK Airport.
No problem.
You catch tonight's flight for Sydney, Australia.
Wow, that's, you know, Lewis has got this thing.
Yeah, see, because my mama, she got the gout, and if I'm not home to rub her feet, you know, her ankles just swell up, and she can't take her house shoes off.
Yeah, this, you know, this really isn't much warning.
Need a warning?
No.
From Sydney, you take the old South Road due north to a place called Cooper Petey, where you meet a man named Mr. Smith. You give this envelope to Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is expecting you no later than noon local time. You will not be late.
What's in here, man?
You will not look in that envelope under any circumstances. Understood?
I can't hear you.
Understood!
Oh, yeah.
Should you run into any problems, you can reach Mr. Smith at this phone number.
Charlie takes it.
Get out of here.
I can't believe all of that stuff happened, man. I'm wearing my lucky jacket.
Lucky jacket. Lewis, you've been wearing that jacket for over 10 years, and I've never seen luck even remotely come near you.
A man takes photos of them from a car.
Australia. And then they're just gonna turn around and come right back again.
It won't be so bad.
Now why not?
We're canceling their return trip.
On a plane.
Hey, Lewis, how much time we got left?
14 hours.
Man, when is the food coming? I'm starving.
Oh, don't even worry about that. I got you covered.
He produces a handful of sweets.
Bam!
Are you like 4 years old?
Well, if you're not hungry, I can always put these back in my pocket.
Wait. I think I'll have this one.
Good choice.
Charlie pops a red gobstopper in his mouth and grimaces. He spits the sweet out again. His tongue is bright red. He wafts air on it.
What is that? And why is my mouth on fire?
Oh, that's the new super atomic jawbuster. Extra high.
Are you trying to kill me?
Tubby Lewis snatches the jawbuster and sucks on it.
Something wrong with this. Stop acting like a baby.
All right, let me up.
What for?
How many things could I possibly have to do?
My bad. Yeah. All right.
Charlie squeezes out into the aisle and comes eye to eye with a beautiful blonde.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The pigtailed blonde smiles. Charlie looks pleasantly surprised and continues to the toilets. Lewis, who's reading a travel guide called Outback Australia, glances down at Charlie's leather bag. He takes the envelope from it and peels it open to reveal a hefty wedge of cash.
Oh my God! Hey, Charlie!
Someone's in here!
Hey, it's me, Charlie. Open up.
What?
Okay.
What the?
Hey, check this out.
Hey, you're not supposed to open this.
Hey, man, it's like 50 grand there.
Oh my God. Something doesn't smell right here. Look at it!
No, I'm looking. I've never seen so much green in one little brown package.
And now it's in my hands.
Oh, it slipped out.
Woo!
Here, help me scoop it up.
Oh, this is one big load.
What a mess.
I just want to roll around in it.
Hand me the rest of the pile.
Can I hold it?
No, dump it in the envelope.
Maybe we should just flush it.
We're not gonna flush it. I'm gonna put it in my pocket, leave this room, and take it to Australia.
Well, if you're gonna do that, give it here. Let me kiss it for good luck.
You're not gonna kiss it? It's bad enough you touched it.
Charlie, before you put it away, Can I at least smell it? Maybe later.
The blonde was listening outside the cubicle.
Oh, no, 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 no. It's not what it looks like.
The plane touches down in Sydney, Australia. At customs, Lewis snaps Polaroid pictures.
Thanks, please.
Good day, mate. Good day. Good day.
Could you try and not draw the attention of the entire airport? Thank you.
Why? What's wrong?
The law states we're only allowed to have $10,000. We are carrying $50,000 of mob money. Mm-hmm. If they find it, I'm anticipating consequences. Like, perhaps, I don't know, let's say prison.
Hey, good day, mate.
You know what? It's my fault. I didn't keep the sentences short enough.
Hey, I heard you, Charlie, all right? Now, if you're worried, give me the money. I'll walk it through.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Put my fate in your hands. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is such an agonizing decision. No.
All right, then. Just remember, the key is to act like you don't have anything to hide. All right?
Thanks, please.
Watch the master. Good day.
He saunters up to the official. Charlie watches as Lewis and the official high-five. Lewis takes a picture of himself with the customs official. Charlie forces a nervous smile and carries his bags over to the customs guy.
Good day, mate.
He's strip-searched.
They're my hairdressing scissors! They're my hairdressing scissors!
A uniformed guy empties his bag.
I can explain about that money.
You want to explain $63.
Outside.
I lost the money.
What?
I lost the money. Salvatore Maggio's money.
Hey, Charlie, calm down, all right? The trick is not to look suspicious. Make him watch this hand.
The money.
Instead of this.
Oh, my.
Oh, how'd you going, didn't I?
That is not funny, Lewis.
Get in the car, baby.
What's up? They didn't have a Cadillac?
This is the Cadillac of the Outback.
A mustachioed porter takes a photo of them. Their jeep hurtles along a road through the Outback. Charlie checks his watch as Lewis studies a map. A lizard, a kangaroo. Can you hear the thunder? The jeep kicks up dust as it turns onto a dirt road.
You know, Charlie, this mysterious Mr. Smith that we're going to meet, I don't think that's his real name.
Nothing escapes you, Lewis.
What's eating you, man?
Charlie sighs.
Don't tell me this is about that girl on the plane.
No, it's more than that.
Hey, Cooper Petey,
I got it. Here we go. Let's face it, Lewis, I'm never going to find the right girl.
Gotta stop it with this never stuff, man. 2 days ago, we never thought we'd be in Australia. But we're here! We're living in London! Come on, Charlie, give me a beat.
Come on, play with the radio.
Come on, man, I want to play with you. Give me a beat, man! Rolling in the land with the deep red sand. The big black man, the big black man.
Charlie dons sunglasses.
We're living in the land down under.
They bump knuckles.
We're living in the land down under.
Oh, you better run! You better get covered!
They hit something. Charlie brakes and they skid to a halt. They climb out of the vehicle and walk slowly back towards the creature they hit.
What the heck? My God.
It has its eyes closed.
I killed a kangaroo.
The sandy-coloured marsupial lies still.
I never saw it. Such a beautiful animal. It's the national symbol of Australia. And I killed it.
Hey, don't worry about that, Charlie. I read in the book that the kangaroos are the rodents of the Outback. We cool!
Shouldn't we bury it or something?
No, look, man, my uncle has one rule of thumb. He says whenever you hit something, you keep on rolling. So let's roll.
I can't just leave it in the middle of the road. I gotta at least pull it off to the side.
Oh, well, you're pulling by yourself, then.
God, I'm so sorry, little buddy.
Charlie bends down and sits the kangaroo up in his arms.
Charlie, don't move. Stay right there.
Lewis, what are you doing? Lewis!
You guys look so adorable. Good day, mate.
Stop that, Lewis.
Hey, Charlie, hold on. You know what he looks like? Jackie Legs. Jackie Legs from Canarsie with the goatee. Always wears the sunglasses.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Look. Mm-hmm.
Lewis puts Charlie's sunglasses on the kangaroo.
Jeez, that is Jackie Legs. All right, Lewis, enough. Come on, help me here.
It's lucky jacket time.
The Roo wears it.
Come on, Lewis, have some respect. It's bad enough we ran him over.
Lewis sits Kangaroo Jack on the back of the Jeep.
Come on, man. Just one picture for the Brooklyn crew.
All right, just one.
Oh, woo!
Well, let's make this quick.
They have their big boy. All right. Say cheese!
All right, come on. Let's get this jacket off. We got things to do, Lewis.
Whoa! Hey, come on, Charlie. One more. This could be our Christmas card.
Charlie stares in horror. Kangaroo Jack is awake.
Lewis.
Lewis and Jack scream. The Roo falls over.
Charlie!
It springs out of the vehicle.
Jeez!
It shakes off the specs.
Hey, look. We didn't hurt him after all.
Looked like we did.
You're a tough little guy, aren't you?
Jack rises on his hind legs.
Hey! Look how tall he is!
He kicks Charlie to the ground and scarpers.
You all right, dog? Come on. Come on!
Lewis helps him up.
I just got my ass kicked by a marsupial.
You want to know the best part?
What?
The best part is now I never have to see that stupid red jacket of yours again.
Charlie!
What?
The kangaroo got the money.
What are you talking about?
I put the money in the jacket, and the jacket on the kangaroo, and now he hopping away.
Think we want the money? The kangaroo has Salvatore Maggio's $50,000.
Yeah.
They share a look, then dart to the Jeep. Lewis drives. They fly off-road and hurtle over scrubland.
Who puts a jacket with 50,000 on a kangaroo?
A dead kangaroo! He was dead, Charlie!
You should have just let me drown, Lewis. I mean it. When you had a chance, you should have just let me drown.
But there he is! There he is right there!
They give chase.
I see him now!
Go, 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 go! We got him! We got him! Go, go, go!
Oh, look at that little fella go, Charlie! Look at him go! Woo!
They're catching up with Jack, who's still wearing Lewis's orange zip-up Brooklyn hoodie. The Jeep pairs over bumps in the ground.
Here we come, baby! Oh, we're gaining on him!
Oh my God! Look at the fella move, man!
The Roo leaps over a ditch, and the Jeep flies through the air behind it.
I'm gonna pull up on your side, and I want you to reach out and grab the money!
Peace, kid. See you, woman. Just open the door and lean out of the speeding car.
Fine, Charlie! We'll just drive past him and hope he hops in the Jeep!
Here I go.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Get me closer. Get me closer.
Charlie, he's hopping like a rabbit.
Closer. Get me a little closer, Lewis.
I'm trying to get closer, Charlie. Oh, come on, get it, baby.
Closer, Lewis.
Oh, come on, get the money, Charlie.
A little closer, Lewis. I almost got it. Almost there.
Come on.
They dodge a bush and lose their chance.
Get the money.
Charlie leans back into the Jeep to dodge a termite mound.
As it turns out, this is hard.
The Jeep plows through tall, dusty termite mounds.
What are these things?
They're termite mounds! I read about them in the book!
Careful, Lewis, you almost missed one!
They crash through another.
Nasty!
Jack hops up a rocky slope. They follow in the Jeep.
Go, go, go!
They soar over the brow of the hill and hurtle down the other side, crashing headlong into some rocks. They look up to see laid-back Jack chewing calmly as he watches them.
I don't suppose you took the insurance.
My uncle always told me that was just a rip-off.
A boulder falls, crushing the bonnet. The kangaroo goes merrily on his way. Charlie and Lewis trudge along on foot.
Don't worry, Charlie. We'll get the money back, all right? You can't go far.
It's a continent, Lewis. He can go very far.
I know it's a continent. I read the book.
You happen to read the chapter on not putting your jacket on a wild animal?
No, but I did read the chapter on how an Aboriginal can kill a white man with a twig. You want to see that one?
Jack hops up alongside three other kangaroos by a watering hole. He looks at his reflection in the water. Jack leans towards the water and the hood falls over his head, covering his eyes. His arms flail about wildly and he tumbles over. He springs up again with one pointy ear sticking out of the hood. Other kangaroos look at him. He shakes the hood off and goes on his way. Alice Springs, Central Australia. Charlie and Lewis stroll into a dusty clapboard town.
The old Alice Inn.
Come on, Lewis, I'll buy you a beer and we'll catch you at the end of the Knicks game.
A curly-haired blonde barmaid serves them.
Two beers. Big beers. Hey, look here. I'm gonna call Mr. Smith, you know, let him know there's been a slight delay.
Slight delay?
Yeah, but we're working on it, all right? Give me his number.
Charlie hands him a scrap of paper.
Hey, where's your phone?
I ran into Danny's.
You guys have a Denny's?
No, the Danny. The bog trough? The long drop? The thunderbox?
You know what? I'm just gonna look for it by the bathroom.
The barmaid smiles to herself as he goes. Charlie sinks a beer in one go. A white-bearded patron.
Now there's a youngster can drink. Any youngster can drink, it's all right with me. G'day. My name's Blue.
Charlie.
Nice to meet you, Chazza.
Charlie.
As I said, Chazza.
We're only 2 hours late. You should be a reasonable and understanding man.
What?
Mr. Smith, yeah, you might not know me, but...
Where are you, Bludgers?
I'm out here in the back of Bullet McCanka after my ears in heat stroke.
Waiting for you two yanks. Where's me package?
It's been temporarily misplaced.
I don't reckon you respect me very much. First you steal my package and now you're on the phone razzing me about it.
We didn't steal your package, I swear. Look, we're gonna get it back.
You'd be a banger short of a Barbie if you didn't. When I find
you... You better get ready to cough it up, otherwise I'll chop you into snags and feed you to the crocs.
Mr. Smith!
Have a nice day.
Mr. Smith's phone betrays the pub they're in.
One of me favourites.
The Old Alice Inn. Lewis hangs up the rotary dial payphone. He looks thoughtful, then quickly flicks through a telephone directory.
A kangaroo. Wildlife Foundation.
He tears the page out and returns to the bar.
Lewis, this is Blue. Blue, this is Lewis.
Hello.
Hey, Blue. What did Mr. Smith say? He was nice. He said everything was cool.
Really?
He did say that we should do our best to get the package back.
Ah, right. The package.
The package!
Charlie, order me another drink. I got a plan.
Lewis approaches the animal sanctuary. It's closed.
This just isn't my day.
He goes to a trough by a camel pen and turns its tap on. He washes his face in the water.
You mind leaving a little for the camels?
A blonde in a Stetson.
You're American.
And you're drinking water that comes from a stagnant pond.
Oh, I'm from Brooklyn. I've had a lot worse. The name's Lewis.
Name's Jesse.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Wanna give me a hand?
Okay.
A cage containing two pointy-nosed creatures.
No offense, but these are the ugliest rabbits I've ever seen.
They're called bilbies. They're almost extinct. In fact, it's up to these guys to repopulate the entire Devil's Marbles area.
Somebody's gonna be having fun tonight.
That's the plan.
Looks like you're gonna need a couple more bilbies, though.
Well, if the foundation I work for had more money.
You mean the Wildlife Foundation?
Mm-hmm.
You work here?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. This is great. Look, I need some help. See, I put my lucky jacket on the back of a dead kangaroo who came to life and then hopped off with all my money.
You do need help.
No. I'm for real. Can you help me?
Do you have any idea where he is?
No.
Well, it seems to me you need an airplane. You need a tranquilizer gun.
Huh?
You need a list.
Jack has a long snout and pointy ears and walks on his hind legs, with his front legs through the arms of the hoodie. His muzzle twitches as he sniffs the air, then roots around in a pocket with his snout. He finds a red licorice stick and grips it in his mouth like a straw. He turns it left and right like a windscreen wiper, then grips it in his paws and bites a chunk off. He devours it and checks his pockets for more. Blue and Charlie are having a drinking competition in the Old Alice Inn.
Come on, 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 come on
Blue downs a shot and grimaces. Lewis enters.
Give me one sec, guys.
You've got to see this guy drink. He's unbelievable. Hey,
I figured out how we're going to catch that kangaroo.
First we hit it with a car, now you want to blow its head off?
No. This is a tranquilizer dart. It works in three stages. Stage one, temporary blindness. Stage two, partial paralysis. And stage three, complete shutdown of all motor skills. Totally humane.
Sounds humane.
I said it was temporary. Look, I walked to this wildlife office, and there's this American girl that works there, and she is... Ooh, bam, pow, just flip it.
He twitches.
Epileptic?
Her name is Jessie, and I told her the story. I even showed her a picture of the kangaroo.
You told her the kangaroo has $50,000?
I told her the kangaroo has $4,000 and our passports.
Not bad.
Yeah. She told me the best way to find a kangaroo is by air.
What's that?
A number to a bush plane that we can hire.
I like it.
Let's go call.
Lewis looks around conspicuously as they go to the payphone.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say this is a honey of a plan.
Dang, Skippy.
Lewis hands Charlie the gun and picks up the phone. Blue.
Excuse me, mate. Gonna point Percy at the porcelain.
He collapses.
Gee, almost made it.
Lewis dials the number Jessie gave him.
Pilot's personal number.
They look down at Blue lying unconscious on the floor. Charlie takes Blue's cell phone.
Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a backup plan?
In a biplane.
I sure hope the two pots of coffee and the Red Bull we gave him were enough. Hey, man, how you doing up there?
Never better, mate. Why do you ask?
No reason. It's just that you were passed out an hour ago.
That's just me morning ritual, mate.
Blue takes the plane up high over a deep canyon.
I couldn't help but notice that this is the Flying Dingo 4. What happened to the 1, 2, and 3?
Blue takes the plane into a steep nosedive and corkscrews towards the rocky earth below. Sal operates a dictaphone.
Now use the word in a sentence.
Amorphous, having no definite form. Shapeless, as in, after Joey Clams got whacked, his head was amorphous.
That was excellent. Now let's move to the next level.
I think you should take this.
Frankie hands Sal the phone.
Hello.
Scruffy little Waffle sits at Sal's feet.
I grieve to hear that, Mr. Smith. Of course we had a deal. Please, advise me if this situation changes. Those two mamelukes didn't show. Our friend feels they pocketed the 50 G's.
Maybe they figured it out.
My stepson couldn't figure out a cheese sandwich if they spotted him the pumpernickel and the provolone.
So what do you want to do?
You possess a valid passport.
In the plane.
I can't see anything from up here. Hey, do you think you can take us down a little lower?
Hang on to your knickers, we're going in.
The plane plummets.
A little lower, a little lower.
They swoop, nearly grazing the sand below.
Oh, look out for that tree!
Blue pulls the plane up over the tree.
Could you please not do that again? Thank you. Hey, Charlie, look to the left. Kangaroos!
They're kangaroos, all right. A lot of kangaroos. None with a red jacket, though. You think he can be someplace else?
Wait, look, look, it's Jackie Legs.
There he is. That's him.
I knew this would work.
Blue, bring us around.
Yeah, right.
Blue gives them the thumbs up. Lewis takes out the gun.
Get me there, Blue!
Flying amongst a flock of white birds, the plane swoops down low and heads for a troop of kangaroos, who scatter in a frenzy.
Now get up right on his tail! And stay with him, no matter what! Oh. Hey! Say hello to my little friend!
Lewis takes aim.
I got you now, Jackie Legs. I'm gonna get you now.
They bank left. He shoots.
You hit him? I don't know. He still hopping.
Maybe it takes a little time for it to take effect.
Yeah, all right. Charlie?
The tranquilizer dart is stuck in Blue's neck.
Oh, my God.
Mate?
Yes?
Got a bit of a wrinkle here. The old optics are on the fritz.
Stage one. Temporary blindness. Was that the engine?
No, that was me. For some reason, I can't move my arms.
Stage two. Partial paralysis.
Charlie, can you lean over here and take the stick? I can still work the foot pedals.
Oh, God.
Take the stick firmly in hand and...
Blue! Stage three. Total shutdown of motor skills. English, Blue. English. Stage four. Fire and crash.
They're heading straight for the wall of the canyon. Charlie steers the plane left, and they shoot up over a ridge, surviving by the skin of their teeth. Jack calmly watches as they make a perilous descent over a rocky outcrop. They chop through a tree and graze the earth, smashing their landing gear off. They career into a tall chimney and lose a wing. They hit the ground and the fuel tank explodes. Jack winces. Jack stares at their distant smoke cloud and shrugs. He casually picks up another red licorice stick and munches on it. Lewis and Charlie climb out of the trashed aeroplane.
You okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Good. Because I'm going to beat you soft, Lewis.
Like this is my fault?
First rule of aviation, you never shoot the pilot.
Assume crash positions.
Blue, we already crashed.
Ah, right. No worries then.
A figure looms in the doorway of the old Alice Inn, then approaches the barmaid.
Can I help you?
I think some friends of mine passed through here. A couple of Yanks.
She swallows.
Friends?
Yeah. I promised the family back home I'd take care of them.
By the plane.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, come on, Lou. You got to do something, man.
Hey. Hello. Hello.
Charlie, come on, man. We got to do something.
What can we do? We have to sit here and hope that Santa Claus over there can fix the radio or someone comes looking for us.
Actually, someone is looking for us.
Charlie takes off his shades.
Mr. Smith.
Charlie stands up.
Lewis.
He didn't say what I said he said.
What did he say that you didn't say he said?
He thinks we stole his package, man, so he's coming after us. And he mentioned this little thing about cutting us up into little bitty pieces and snacks for a crocodile. Then the phone went out, man, and
if
I couldn't
Smith thinks that
of
we stole his money, then by now Sal thinks that we stole his money.
Hey, man, Sal's not going to hurt us. He's married to your mother.
If Sal Maggio thinks we stole his money, he'll kill us in front of my mother, then make her clean it up.
All we have to do is find the money before Mr. Smith finds us, and everything is okay.
I see. So what you're saying is that we should find the money?
Yes.
How, Lewis? How?
Hey,
how are we going to catch a kangaroo on foot?
Mm-hmm.
Lewis shrugs, then thinks.
Got it. You ever heard of Devil's Marbles?
Due east. Bit of a walk, though. Why, what's there?
The lady I told you about at the wildlife office.
The epileptic?
Yes. She works with animals, and I bet you anything she can help us catch Jackie Legs.
Oh, please.
Charlie, it's better than being cut up into little bitty pieces, man.
Not if you go first and I get to watch.
Look, you blokes go ahead. I'll fix the radio. I'll be right with you.
Which way's east, man?
That way.
Let's go, man.
No, wait there. That way.
He points in the opposite direction.
Charlie?
Uh-huh?
I'm worried about Waffles. Do you think she'll be okay with Sal?
Oh, sure. As long as she doesn't dig up any bodies in the backyard, she should be just fine.
Good.
How far did Blue say this place was?
He didn't. He just said it was due east.
So is Brooklyn.
As they slide down a slope, a plane lands at an airport. An Aborigine holds up a card reading Lombardo.
You're the guide?
Yes, sir. My name is Mr. Jimmy. First-rate expert outback guide. You'd be most happy with me.
Great frickin' start. Hey, listen, you know where we can get some guns around here?
No worries. You boys hunters.
Yeah, hunters.
In the outback...
I think I just sweated out a bottle of Yoo-Hoo I drank in the 8th grade.
Shh, be cool.
What?
dingoes.
There are five behind them.
Hey, that one kind of looks like Waffles.
Yeah, Waffles had a crazed look in his eye and his face caked in blood. Charlie? Why are they staring at me like that?
Because I'm a green leaf salad and you're the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Hey, Charlie, you gotta help me out, man. They gonna get me like they got that baby.
Whoa, feel that? Wind suddenly picked up.
It's like all of a sudden the air conditioner's fixed. Charlie, where the dingoes going?
I think something bad is about to happen here, Lewis.
Oh, hey, Charlie. Look. Oh, this feels good. I feel like I can fly.
Lewis!
Ah! I flew it!
A dust storm sweeps Lewis away.
Lewis! I want to go back to Brooklyn!
Blue.
Come in, Tansy. Over.
Read you. Over.
Boy, am I glad to hear you.
Listen up. Crash me plane. Can you send some help?
Your location. Over.
It's,
west of the Simpson and just south of Kings Canyon.
Mr. Smith breaks Tansy's radio.
Tansy. You read me, Tansy? Tansy.
Tansy's gagged.
Do you read me?
The lads.
Must have been some kind of freak sandstorm.
Think so?
I think you need to eat. Your blood sugar's getting low.
Stop it, Lewis. Okay? Please, just stop.
You know what I could really go for right about now? Some Roscoe's chicken and waffles. With a side of grits and a side of gravy.
I'm not listening to you.
Oh, or better yet, one of those ice mocha schmocha things from Starbucks. They're so cold and creamy. My God.
Charlie stops and gawps through the haze at a jeep parked up ahead on the barren, dusty landscape. He minces towards it with a big grin.
Can you believe this? Can you believe our luck? Oh, what are the chances?
He gets in the jeep.
It's a miracle! Oh, yeah! Dudes!
Charlie pushes a tape into the cassette player, then jigs along with the song as Lewis comes over.
Hey, Lewis! What are you waiting for? Come on, hop in!
The jeep isn't actually there.
Hey, look! They got Slurpees! Oh, Charlie.
Charlie sucks on an imaginary Slurpee while sitting on the ground.
Brain freeze!
Later, Charlie and Lewis walk side by side.
It seems so real. That's why they call it a mirage. At least you got to have fun for a few minutes.
Yeah, because my brain is frying and I'm losing contact with reality. You don't understand this because this is how you usually function.
Lewis stops.
That was uncalled for, Charlie.
Was it? Every decision you make, Lewis, is a disaster.
That's right, Charlie. Just blame me. That way you relieve yourself of all responsibility. But let me tell you something. It's easier to mock than to do. And you do nothing. You just complain and whine like a woman.
You want to see me do something?
Oh, bring it on, Queen of the Desert.
Charlie shoves Lewis weakly. Lewis comes back at him in a similar lame fashion, and the pair fall in an ungainly heap. Charlie lies on top of Lewis, who's face down in the dirt. The lads rain pathetic punches on each other, then Charlie looks up and grins.
Lewis. Lewis, wait a second. I'm having another one of those mirages, and this one's a beauty.
Charlie's grin broadens as a stunning young woman with sleek blonde hair rides across the plain towards them on a camel. The lads get up. Hey, sexy lady.
Charlie.
Shh. Lewis, please. Let me just enjoy this.
Lewis makes a dismissive gesture as Charlie approaches the woman. It's Jessie. Having dismounted her camel, she heads towards them with a canteen of water. Meeting her halfway, Charlie licks his fingers and smooths down his hair.
How you doing?
Good. You?
Good.
Charlie gapes like an idiot and stares at Jessie's chest, which is well covered by a green vest and beige shirt. He looks back at Lewis.
Lewis, they feel so real.
Jesse smacks Charlie unconscious with the canteen. When he comes to, Kangaroo Jack looms above him, blocking out the sun and wearing Lewis's Brooklyn hoodie.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me. Love the jacket, Charlie. It's hard to get something that fits my shoulders. Nice. How'd you know red was my favourite colour?
You can talk.
And I can sing. I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip hip hop, and you don't stop the rock to the bang bang. Boogie set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie.
This is
the boogie.
Great.
See, I am Jackie Legs, and I'd like to say hello to the black, the white.
Jackie, Mr. Legs, if you could find your way clear to give me back my money.
Money? Oh, you mean that money.
More ruse eat the cash.
Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Hey, stop that. Please, your cell phone's out.
If I find out what, Charlie, that you lost my money.
Sal?
I asked you to do something for me. This is not that.
It wasn't my fault. It was Lewis.
Say what? My fault. That's how you pay me back after I saved your life?
Lewis?
Next time you're drowning in the ocean, call Free Willie. Let Willie set you free. You know what's up? You were right about him.
Chicken blood. Smell it on his foot. Smell it on him. Chicken blood.
Oi, chicken blood.
Chicken blood.
Chicken blood.
Chicken blood. Chicken
blood. Charlie wakes up under the night sky. In the dream he just had, Sal and Lewis were kangaroos. He sighs and holds an ice pack to his forehead. Jesse proffers a bottle.
Here, drink this. It'll bring down the swelling.
He drinks.
Unfortunately, it'll also make your testicles fall off.
Both Charlie and the nearby Lewis spew their drinks out.
I'm kidding.
Charlie nods and drinks from the bottle again.
It won't bring down the swelling.
Jesse wanders off as a peeved-looking Charlie lies back against a rock. Sitting by his downed plane, Blue shields his eyes from the headlights of an approaching Jeep.
That time.
Where are they?
Mr. Smith swaggers over with two goons.
15 years Special Air Services, behind the line. I've done it hard, mate. Forgot more than you ever learned. You'll get nothing from me. Devil's marbles. Took off on foot about 10 hours ago.
See, that wasn't so difficult.
Smith threatened Blue with a knife. Jesse's by a campfire. Charlie comes over and taps the canteen.
Knock, knock. Very funny.
Can't be too careful.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I didn't think they were real. Oh, no. I mean, I thought they were real. I just didn't think you...
Relax. I know what you mean. Lewis, explain.
Listen, Lewis and I have a little problem.
And I already told him. I can't help you find your Rue. I've got to get back to Alice Springs. Sorry.
That's okay. I understand.
Charlie starts to get up, then stops and looks round at Jesse.
What?
Look, Lewis told me you need some money to help repopulate the earth with your rabbits.
Bilbies.
Bilbies. How about this? We give you $2,000. You help us get our stuff back.
$2,000?
Strictly business. No strings attached. What do you say? We got a deal?
Deal.
Great. Hustle makes it happen. Let's get moving.
Now?
You see, our passports are just about to expire.
9 of the 10 most poisonous snakes in the world live in Australia, and they all come out at night.
How do you feel about a morning start?
Gorgeous Jesse smiles. The next morning, the trio head across a plain on camels.
Doesn't get any better than this, Lewis. Blue skies, fresh air. And who even knew there were camels in Australia? These are noble beasts, my friend. Proud, majestic. Oh, come on.
Get used to it, boys. Camels do that.
I don't want to seem nosy, but do you have some sort of plan here?
There hasn't been rain for weeks, right?
Oh, God. Come on.
Well, when the water dries up in the basins, the kangaroos head for the rivers. So that means we have two choices, the Fink River or the Todd. And since the Fink is 200 miles away, I'm leaning toward the Todd.
All righty, then. To the Todd.
To the Todd.
To the Todd!
Lewis, what are you eating?
I picked a bunch of berries when we were at camp, man. Jesse said they were cool. They smell just like a bowl of fruity pebbles right before you add the milk. Go and take a whiff.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Give me some of those berries. Come on,
take
quick.
Some. Take them.
Give me some of these.
Charlie sniffs the berries.
Man, these do smell pretty good.
Chicks in New York, they pay big money to smell like that, right?
They're called snakeskin lily berries. That.
Impressive. How long have you been in Australia?
I moved here with a friend from Milwaukee 3 years ago for a semester abroad. I never went back.
Milwaukee! You know, I once had a... Oh! Oh! What is with these camels?
That one was me.
In a covered Jeep.
I swear to God, we passed that same bush 2 hours ago. What is going on?
Well, it says here...
What, again with the map?
Hey, why'd you sit on your head and try thinking with your butt?
Hey, Frankie, look. Maybe this hump can tell us where we are.
They stop by Blue.
How you doing?
Got trained to the neck, crashed me plane, rescue party knocked me out and left me to die. All because of the boom.
We're looking for Alice Springs, you know?
Heading straight for it, mate. What about a lift?
Why not? Get in.
I'll be.
Jesse, Charlie, and Lewis are above a lush waterfall oasis.
So what do you think?
Oh, and when do the kangaroos come here?
Come on.
By the oasis.
This looks like a good spot. If there's a kangaroo within 500 miles, he'll show up here eventually.
So when our guy shows up, how are we going to catch?
You know what? I've been thinking about that.
She picks up a hard, round fruit.
You ever thrown a bola?
What?
Charlie cuts strips of leather from the flap of a bag while Lewis collects more of the fruit. They make bowlers by attaching the round pieces of fruit to the straps. They test the bowlers by pulling them taut. Lewis's bowler breaks. Charlie spins his above his head as Jesse points to a target. Charlie's bowler gets caught in tree branches and Jesse cracks up laughing. The lads try again. Both of them wrap their bowlers around their own necks. Charlie throws another one, then looks confused as he spots it resting on a camel's head. Charlie gives it another go. This time he hits a tree trunk and celebrates wildly. Mr. Jimmy's Jeep speeds through the outback.
Yo, what's a boomer?
What?
A boomer.
Ah, kangaroo. Those two are your blokes, Americans. They were chasing after this kangaroo in a red shiny jacket.
Don't that Doc Lewis Booker always wear a shiny red jacket?
Yeah.
The Jeep pulls over. Blue is thrown out. The Jeep pulls away. Blue stands up and looks furious as he puts his hat back on.
Never should have left the pub.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Is this an Olympic event? Because I am Bolo Man. I am Bolo Man! Bingo.
Bingo? Where?
No. Bingo. Look. Nice call, Jesse.
So that's Jackie Legs.
Kangaroo Jack in the flesh.
Hey, you can't get near him like that. He'll just take off running.
So what do we do?
We have to disguise ourselves. Get rid of our human scent.
And how are we going to do that?
Covered in streaks of white, yellow, and red, the trio emerge from behind a fallen tree and spy on a grazing Jack.
We need to get a little closer. Now the only time we move is when he's feeding. This is very important. Don't make any sudden movements or sounds.
Okay, got it.
There he goes.
Carrying the bowlers, they creep through the grass. Jack looks up and sniffs the air. Jesse stops them. Lewis spots ants.
Lewis, what is your problem? I got a family of ants crawling up my leg.
Just ignore them.
I thought she said no sudden movement.
Boys. Hello? We're close enough. Spread out.
Charlie. They're having a picnic in my shorts, and I brought the sweets.
Lewis, just keep it together.
Okay. Keep together, Lewis. Keep together.
Charlie and Jesse swing the bowlers, then let them go as Lewis opens his mouth to scream. Jack ducks the bowlers and hops away as Lewis sheds his trousers in a panic.
This is great. This is just great. Now what are we going to do?
Well, there's no more we can do today. We'll just have to wait. I have a pretty good idea where they'll be tomorrow.
Tomorrow? No. This has got to happen today.
We'll pitch camp here. I'll get the firewood.
Oh, God. Wow. Hey, sorry about that, man. I was under attack.
That's all right. Look at her. She thinks she's so much smarter than us.
I'm pretty sure she is, Charlie.
On the road.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Jimmy. Where do I go if I'm looking for a missing kangaroo?
The sky is dry for many months. Wind is quiet from the...
Kangaroos, Jim! Where are they?
Well, the best bet's right here. Owen Springs.
Frankie studies the map.
Yeah.
The Jeep pulls over. Mr. Jimmy's thrown out. The Jeep pulls away. At the oasis, a waterfall plunges into a sparkling natural basin, where shapely Jessie bathes in her tight-fitting vest. Charlie hurries down the rocks towards the basin and takes off his shirt and vest, revealing his muscly physique. Jessie turns around and spots Charlie slipping his trousers off.
What are you doing?
What? Jessie, I was going to take a bath.
Go.
He shakes his head.
Yes.
No, look, I'm hot. I'm filthy, and I want to take a bath. You can stay, you can go. Makes no difference to me.
Well, I'm not leaving. I was here first.
Suit yourself.
She spits a mouthful of water in his direction. Charlie smirks and dives into the water, surfacing near Jessie.
Woo! It's gorgeous.
They're by the waterfall.
Hey, what are you looking at?
Well, you look first.
Well, yeah, I look.
So I look too, all right?
He drifts closer.
Come near me, I'll kill you.
So nervous.
You have absolutely no effect on me.
No?
You think you do.
Just stating the obvious.
You are so not even my type. You could kiss me right now and it wouldn't make the slightest...
Charlie takes a hint and goes for a closed lips kiss.
Difference.
Nothing?
No. Sorry.
Hey, well, I hate to break it to you, honey, but that kiss did absolutely nothing for me either.
Well, I'm not surprised if that's the best you can kiss.
Oh, you want to see the best I can kiss?
As a matter of fact, I...
Charlie and Jessie share a short but passionate kiss, which leaves them both looking love-struck.
See? Nothing.
Same here, nothing.
Really?
All right, I'll admit it. This is the most sensual, romantic moment of my entire life.
As Charlie is about to kiss a delighted-looking Jessie, Lewis dive-bombs into the water.
And now it's over.
A deep orange sunrise over the outback. Smith and his goons stomp into Jessie and Co's camp, waking Lewis. Lewis looks around.
Hey, guys. I think it's time to get up.
They're tied.
What's going on?
We're in a little bit of trouble.
A little?
I've been following camel tracks all morning, so let's make short work of this. Where's me moolah?
For God's sakes, all this over $4,000? It's more, isn't it? How much more?
46,000 more.
And every cent of it's mine. Now, there are two ways of doing this, and one of them's a lot less painful than the other. Where's the money?
See, what had happened was, we was driving, and then, you know, we hit this kangaroo, and I was wearing my lucky jacket, so
wrong
I decided...
Wrong answer. Your mate Blue told us that yarn about the boomer.
Mate, I hope for your sake you were stupid enough to hide that money in them saddlebags. But ain't there. I'm gonna carve you up piece by piece.
Smith and his goons check the saddlebags.
So it's safe to assume you're not on vacation?
No. Charlie's stepfather's a mobster back in New York, and he had us sent here to deliver a package.
And you got me into the middle of this?
I am so sorry, Jessie. I never thought this would happen.
You lied to me.
Smith finds Polaroids of Charlie and Lewis with Jack.
What do you know? Bad news, fellas. You were telling the truth.
We can find your money. If you kill us now, you'll never get it.
I'm listening.
I know a feeding ground near Owen Springs. The eucalyptus grove a few kilometers from here. That's where they'll be.
I'll take the Sheila.
Jessie, come on.
I didn't do it for you.
Smith turns to the red-haired goon.
Listen, once we're out of sight, I want you to take our friends here out to King's Canyon. You know what to do with them. Don't go back. Make it look natural. Two Yanks tragically carking it and unapologetic out back.
Charlie and Lewis are tethered to the moving camels.
We're going in the wrong direction.
They're gonna kill us, Charlie.
God only knows what they're gonna do to Jesse. I should have stopped this 20 years ago.
What are you talking about?
The first time Sal came to my mother's house, I knew he was no good. But he bought me this First Meatsman's mitt, that Don Mattingly model.
Oh, that was a great mitt. I still feel bad about losing it.
When he left, my mom asked me what I thought of him. And I said, I like him. I should have stood up to him that day and thrown him out of my house.
Charlie, you were 10.
Sal was right, Lewis. I got chicken blood. I had it my whole life.
Charlie clocks the shotgun stowed on a camel's saddle.
But that stops right now. Lewis, reach into my pants.
Oh, Charlie, don't do this. Go out like a man. Look, we all have urges. I remember this one time. There was this well-built Latino.
Lewis, and my scissors. Reach into my pants and get my scissors.
Okay.
He finds the scissors and hands them over.
Okay, Lewis. Are you ready to go?
You bet.
Charlie cuts their tethers and wrist ropes.
You think you can distract him?
You mean make him watch his hand instead of this one? Piece of cake. All right. Freeze, sucker! Get your hands up and turn slowly.
Lewis is armed with a rock.
I'm warning you. In 1983, I was the starting pitcher in the Little League World Series. I struck out 16 Taiwanese All-Stars. To this day, the people of Asia call me Sung Luk Dong, which means big black man, pretending to be 12.
The red-haired goon spins round as Charlie swipes the shotgun.
My name's Carbone, which means skinny white boy with the gun. Good work, Sung Luk Dong. Now let's turn these camels around.
Still in the bright red Brooklyn hoodie, Kangaroo Jack hops to a stop. He fishes a yo-yo from the pocket with his mouth. The yo-yo spins up and down, clobbering Jack in the mouth. He drops it. Jack investigates the pocket further, finding the red-hot jawbuster, which he rolls around in his mouth. Jack's cheeks rumble and his eyes widen. Jack hops frantically from side to side. Smith's with Jesse at Owen Springs.
Said they'd be here. They're trying to put a Swifty on me, and I don't much like that.
There's also an area further along.
I'm tired of your howling.
Charlie appears on a rock with a shotgun.
Change your plan, Smith.
Charlie ushers the goons over to Smith. Lewis brings the camels.
Come on, you two. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Jesse, come here.
Easy, darling.
Drop the knife, Smith.
Smith looks round and sneers at Charlie.
You ever held a gun before, Charlie?
Don't answer that.
No.
You ever killed a man, Charlie?
Don't answer that.
No.
What do you do for a living that makes you so brave, Charlie?
Really, don't answer that.
Charlie cocks the shotgun.
I'm a hairdresser. Now drop the knife. Come here, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we bet.
Jesse nips over to Charlie.
If you think you're off the hook just because you came back for me.
Never crossed my mind.
Frankie's Jeep rolls up.
You better hope that someone coming to rescue you.
Frankie and his boys climb out.
Frankie, what are you doing here?
Sal heard you were having a bit of trouble, so he sent us to help you out.
Who the hell are you?
Frank Lombardo. I represent the interest of Salvatore Maggio. It must be Smith.
You're not wrong.
What's going on here, huh?
These guys were trying to kill us.
It looks like we got here just in time.
Frankie aims a gun at Smith.
You did good, kid. Now put that gun down before you hurt yourself, eh?
Lewis gives Charlie a nod. Charlie lowers the shotgun.
That's cool. Wow, Frankie. I never thought I'd be happy to see you.
Hmm.
Oh, Frankie, this is Jesse. Jesse, this is Frankie.
Yeah.
Hi.
You see, Lewis and I, we fell a little behind schedule.
Yeah, and so, you know, Jesse, she came along to help us get back on schedule again. And so, you know, you did it. Uh-oh.
I know all about it, Charlie.
So you know about Jackie Legs?
From Canarsie? He's involved in this?
No, you guys are so sneaky and clever, I didn't know. Hurricanes leave smaller trails than you two morons.
Frankie takes the shotgun from Charlie.
Sal's very disappointed to hear you lost that money.
We'll get the money back.
It's too late for that, Charlie. This time you screwed up big. Final straw big.
Enough of the claptrap. That money's mine.
Zip the lip, Dundee.
We had a contract and it didn't involve no...
Hey! I had to come all the way down here to the sphincter of the galaxy to straighten out this puked up furball of a mess. Do not agitate me.
We had a contract.
Do not agitate me.
As Frankie threatens Smith, Kangaroo Jack comes bounding down the slope and spits out the red hot gobstopper. Smith and his goons charge Frankie and his boys. The shotgun goes off and Jack bolts. Charlie and Co do likewise.
Come on, let's get out of here.
As the fight rages, Jesse climbs onto a camel.
Jesse, get as far away from here as you can. They're not after you. Lewis, we gotta get the money. It's our only chance.
We drive the ruin to the canyon. We can corner them there.
We?
We did have a deal.
Charlie, Jesse, and Lewis ride off on three camels. Frankie leaps to his feet and fires the shotgun.
Enough!
He clobbers Smith with the butt of the shotgun.
Contract terminated. Get in the car.
Jack hops at lightning speed across a grassy escarpment.
There he goes! Turn him into the canyon!
As Jesse, Lewis, and Charlie give chase, Frankie is hot on their heels in the Jeep.
Yeah! Frankie!
Frankie opens fire. The chase heads into the canyon. Lewis urges his camel on. Jack bounds onwards.
Come on!
We got him.
One of Frankie's boys aims at Charlie with the shotgun. The Jeep veers around a rock. Frankie's boy fires.
Shoot at them, you idiot!
I could have stayed in Brooklyn for this!
Jesse is first in line behind Jack.
Come on, baby!
Hold on!
Charlie lobs a suitcase back at Frankie. Charlie chucks a frying pan.
I hate this country like a sickness! Not me! Them! Oh!
My bad!
Charlie chucks a blanket on the Jeep's windscreen.
Get the dumb thing out of my face!
I got it!
Jesse ducks.
Watch your head!
Watch out!
For what? Ah!
Charlie ducks, but Frankie's shotgun boy is knocked from the Jeep by the low branch.
Oh man, tight fit! Crap!
Frankie steers the Jeep round a sloping bend. The slope gets steeper and the Jeep tips over, coming to a stop on its side in the narrowing canyon.
Lewis! He's coming to you!
Go get him, big guy! I'm going to get the money, Charlie! I'm going for the money!
Lewis reaches out for Jack.
Oh my god!
There's a sheer drop up ahead.
Lewis!
Watch out!
Lewis, no! Stay still, Jackie!
He grabs the cash.
Yeah, I got it! I got it! I got the money!
Lewis!
The camel stops and Lewis is thrown over the edge, gripping the reins.
Lewis! Sorry, Charlie! I'm slipping, Charlie! Charlie!
Lewis, grab my hand.
Lewis!
Lewis loses his grip on the reins and grabs a root.
Charlie!
Hold on, Lewis!
Charlie scans around.
Give me your belt! Give me your belt!
You're gonna be all right!
Charlie!
Grab that rope! Grab that rope!
I'll snip it! Charlie! Help me!
As Charlie and Jesse rig the belts, the route loosens.
Charlie!
Grab the belt, Lewis!
Lewis reaches for the dangling belt.
I can't reach it, Charlie!
Grab the damn belt!
It's now or never, Lewis!
The route breaks. Lewis grabs the belt. The camel holding the whole thing together takes the strain.
Hey, let me off!
Lewis! You have really got to cut back on the pie!
Don't you let me go, Charlie! Don't you let me go!
All right, go, go, go! Up, up!
Jesse, a little more!
Come on, Lewis! Jesse, a little more!
I'm slipping!
Charlie pulls Lewis up over the edge. The lads lie side by side, breathing heavily.
I'm gonna name my first son after you. Crazy ass white boy.
Charlie grins and bashes Lewis playfully, then offers his hand and helps Lewis to his feet.
Let go of me! Let go of me!
Frankie pushes Jesse to the ground.
This is from Sal Maggio.
Frankie, we got the money back. We got it back. We got it.
You don't get it, do you, Charlie? Sal's not disappointed because he cares about the money. He's disappointed because you two aren't dead. What do you think he was paying Smith 50 grand for?
Jesse gets up.
You mean we traveled halfway across the world to pay for our own execution?
Yeah. You two guys were the bagmen for your own hit. Pretty clever, eh?
Not on our part.
Say goodnight.
Frankie looks confused as a police chopper hovers up over the cliff edge. A uniformed Mr. Jimmy operates the bullhorn.
This is Senior Sergeant Jimmy in command, Australian Police.
Mr. Jimmy?
Drop your weapon and place your hands in.
Frankie opens fire on the chopper. His gun jams, then he turns and runs. The chopper gives chase, and so does Charlie, who swings a bowler over his head.
Hey, Frankie! Go along!
Charlie lets fly with the bowler. The primitive device spins through the air and wraps itself around Frankie's legs, bringing him to the ground. Lewis catches up with Charlie, and they look down at the fallen henchman.
I am Bolo Man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jimmy's police squad have Smith and his goons secured in a van.
Yes, Mr. Smith was one of our most notorious contract killers. We got a tip from the FBI that he was somehow involved with the Maggio family. Yeah, and when Frankie Lombardo called looking for a guide, I was waiting. I'm just glad I made it in time.
You pansy-ass retards are dead. You hear me? Dead! I slaughter you like veal! I wear your eyeballs like jewelry!
I've always found the Brooklyn vernacular fascinating.
Jimmy shuts Frankie in the van.
Quite colorful, really.
Hey, Frankie, can I have your Yankees tickets?
Charlie gives the van a little wave as it drives off. He finds Lewis peering over the cliff edge.
There you are. They were full. They're radioing Alice Springs to send another chopper for us.
What's up, man?
A wistful-looking Lewis turns round to face Charlie.
Charlie. Something really important happened here today. You saved my life.
Yeah, I know. So now we're even.
Exactly. You don't owe me anymore. You're rid of me.
What are you talking about? I'm rid of you.
Come on, Charlie. Guilt was the glue that held this friendship together. You never needed me.
You're wrong, Lewis. I've always needed you.
Lewis looks over at Jesse and the camels.
You know when you call me up and you're like, yo, Charlie, you gotta help me drive some greyhounds up from Florida. And I make out like I'm doing you this big favor.
Truth is, you're doing me the favor. Every story in my life worth telling starts with the words, Lewis and I.
Come on, get away from me with that, man.
You think we're friends because you saved my life once?
You save my life every day, Lewis.
Charlie offers his hand to Lewis, who pulls him into a tight and emotional bear hug.
Guys?
Hold on a second. We're having a very intimate, non-gay moment.
Take a look.
The lads look round to see Kangaroo Jack at a nearby tree.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hello, Jackie Legs.
Charlie bends down and picks up some dry grass, which he proffers to Jack.
Here you go, boy. Huh? Here you go. Yeah. That's a boy. Good boy. Here you are. Hey there, little guy. Yeah. There you go. It's okay. It's okay. Let me just grab this. There you are. Good boy. Here you go. Hey.
Charlie retrieves the jacket as Jack hops free. Jack hops back over to Charlie, gives him a look, then hops away a few feet. Jack stops and turns.
So long, Jackie Legs.
Jack bounds off into the bush.
Hey, would you look at that?
Lewis, your lucky jacket.
I don't think so.
Whoa, hear me out.
What?
If you hadn't put the money in the jacket, then the jacket on the kangaroo, mm-hmm. we would have delivered the money to Smith, and he would have killed us. Your lucky jacket.
Lewis grabs it.
Give me my jacket, man. I say, I told you this was lucky. Didn't I tell you this was my lucky jacket?
They turn round to see that Jack has come back.
Look, Lewis. He's back. And he's got a family.
There's another full-sized Roo and a little fella.
Hey, you must be Jackie Jr. You're a cute little guy, aren't you?
The little guy jumps up and kicks Charlie in the face. Jack's family hops off again.
Oh my God, are you all right?
Lewis helps Charlie up as the Roos head for the bush.
So that's my story. Well, not quite. Frankie and his goons were put away for good. As for Sal, he used all his high-level connections to avoid going to prison. And you know what?
A headline, Sal Maggio on trial.
It wasn't enough. Jessie, she ended up marrying some filthy rich tycoon.
Hey, honey.
Hi, honey. Yep, the filthy rich dude, that's me. Lewis and I used the 50 grand as startup money, and now snakeskin lilyberry shampoo is the biggest thing in hair care since Vidal Sassoon.
Got the latest numbers in from Europe. Think you're gonna like them.
I love numbers.
Hey, partner, I got the new numbers.
They're on a yacht.
Partner!
Look up below!
Fat-bellied Lewis charges across the deck and launches himself into a tiny pool at the prow of the boat. He splashes around.
Lewis! Just trying my newest idea! Waterproof moose! How you like it?
So that's me, Charlie Carbone. The one with the beautiful girl, all the money I could ever want, and my best friend, Lewis, who saved my life more times than he'll ever know.
The superyacht sails off across the sea with the lads and Jessie on deck. There's a helipad with Lily Berry shampoo written on it and an insignia of a kangaroo in a red jacket.
Wait a minute! The movie's called Kangaroo Jack! It should end with me! I'm a serious, classically trained actor. I can sing, I can dance, and I can jump out of the way of explosions.
Ah, oh, yep, no, that's gonna leave a mark.
And I can do impersonations.
Come on, people. Throw me a freaking bone. I have a son. I shall call him Mini-Roo.
Now that should be the way you end a film, with the star. Someone call my agent.
That's all, bloke.
ITFC audio description.